Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Monday morning to all of you. Happy 4th of July week. Happy birthday to America week.
Right, you could say that. It's like the birthday, right?
America.
Yeah. I love this week so much. Probably my favorite week of the year.
Really? Like, okay.
Yeah, I think you can lean into being a degenerate this week. Yeah, I'm going to have six pops.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have six pops tonight. This week's pretty easy, right? We're off Thursday and Friday for the holidays.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Holiday, you and I are here Monday through Wednesday, just you and I. Bob That's right. is taking a hiatus. Hiatus? Yeah. He'll be back next Monday. But we're in full summer schedule at this point. You think about it, this week in general is super fun because Wednesday show, we get to do our best to like mesh sports and rec, because everybody does something different for the fourth, right? Some people are leaving tomorrow, some people left today, some people leave Wednesday, some people say the 4th is on Friday, so I'll leave Thursday after work. I don't know what your plans are, but mine will involve water, surf sides, a lot of great grub, and a lot of baseball. A lot of golf. Not a lot of golf, some golf.
Fireworks?
Yeah, but I'm the guy, at this point in where life is, I'll buy them, you just go shoot them off.
Oh, great.
Oh, cool. Dusty brought over the Blaster 3000. No. That's what we're going to go do in the garage. But you can have the superstar show of, you know, whatever. Like, that's kind of like you either bring, you know, food and fireworks or you bring one or the other. You know, because, you know, one of the buddies has a pool. And I figured, you know, because I think in Lee Summit, they do like their big, it's called Legacy Park. They do their big Legacy fireworks show on Thursday.
Oh,
why?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. Got to talk to Baird, the old mayor of Lee Summit, and be like, why do you do it Thursday on Friday?
So does then.
Because shouldn't you reward people for staying in town for the fireworks show on Friday?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I will say is like Thursday, not a lot of people work on Friday. So maybe you look at it as like, hey, go do your family stuff on Friday. Thursday night, here we go.
Yeah, just go straight from your weekly activities into the community, and then you can have your 3-day weekend. If you want to take off on Friday for a fourth with another family, right, and another, you know, you could do that. Some flexibility. I get that.
But I mean, you would think that you would do it on Friday night.
Yeah.
To this point. Because then you have, if you are in town, you do all your family stuff. Because like Legacy kind of sits like, I don't know, not in the middle of Lee Summit, but it's at a point where there's a lot of people that can just like stay at their house or their driveway and watch the entire show. Or there's people that make their time to go out there and watch it. But Thursday night and then, like, Friday? Like,
eh.
I mean, I don't know. Somebody says from the 660, Joey Chestnut, over-under 72.5. Take the over, man.
72.5, gosh.
Well, he missed last year because he was eating Keegan Bradley dogs.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. He went Keegan, and now he's back to going beef. And he's got something to prove. And maybe it's his last dance. I don't know what the career longevity is of a championship eater. Until the heart explodes?
I mean...
Or until your doctor's like, dude, not stop.
I still stand by that someone, like, he should, that everyone else should get a head start.
Oh, like the, what is that guy's name, Frozone? He got smoked by a lady this weekend.
Or who? What,
the Freeze? Have you seen this guy?
No.
You don't know who the Freeze is?
I don't think
so. Been about 5 years now in baseball. He lets people get ahead. You know, you've seen the racing Bobby at the K?
Yeah.
Same thing, but a human. And he looks like Frozone from The Incredibles.
Oh, okay.
And he's super fast, called Mr. Freeze. And they give fans a head start, and then he passes them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a human being. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Flesh. Some lady beat him this weekend.
Damn.
That's right. So let me ask you this. When you fill up your gas tank, because I had to do this morning, Quick Trip, do you, once it clicks, do you pull it out and you're done? Or do you round it up to a dollar?
I usually try and.
Or do you get to like to where it's like the, bleh, 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 you know, and then it's done. Like, do you care what the dollar amount is?
If I am filling up all the way, uh-huh. no. But if usually I'm not, because your boy balling on a budget.
You just put 20 and then get out.
And yep, okay. 25, and then usually I try and make it.
Put your foot up all the way, you just go until it clicks.
Go until it clicks.
All right.
OCD steps in for you.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have it be even.
And it's terrible when I get to like 40, it's like 58.99, and then I click it, and it goes 59.01.
And so now you have to go another 99 cents.
That's right. Yeah. 18-gallon tank, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrible. But I did think it was interesting yesterday because the Royals game was in a delay. We will talk about those Royals. We'll talk about Mr. Caglione a little bit later. But the weekend that was, there was a rain delay. So I'm like kind of, you know, going through. It's, you know, soaked out Sunday, not really doing anything crazy outside. At least we got dumped on. And I stumble across the 13-second game right when the fourth quarter started.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
A great game.
So insane, because obviously you know how it ends, and it kind of like reminded me of, like, I brought this up a lot, like watching the Red Wedding on Game of Thrones, right? Like, I read that book, so I knew it was coming, but I wanted to see it orchestrated on the show, and then I watched it again, you know, the next night. And I feel like when you do this with shows or movies that you've seen multiple times, you then start watching for things that you're supposed to see. Like, I've watched Breaking Bad 3 times all the way through because I'm stupid. And I'll then watch things for when, like, for instance, when Walter hides the rice and cigarette in the Roomba. I was like, oh, yeah, I got to watch this scene because this is where, like, he tricks Jesse into thinking that he put it on the floor, that he made Jesse think that he lost it instead of giving it to the kid. And then, you know, you watch the 13-second game, and I'm watching Josh Allen and Diggs and Gabe Davis and their reaction on the sideline and how – they thought it was. Plus, I'm, you know, it makes sense now when Bob does the, like, I don't know, Jim. Like, that was pretty evident in that game with Tony Romo. Like, as I've always heard you say, like, Romo kind of ruined that game.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's just non back and forth. Like, the final play of the game, the double move to Kelsey over the shoulder catch. Andy and the refs are talking. I forgot all about that. Because, I mean, I think I was, like, spraying beer everywhere in the basement going nuts. And I had forgotten that there was like a 30-second pause of celebrating, even though fireworks are going off and Mahomes and Kelsey are hugging and all this stuff. But I'm watching that and I'm like, oh yeah. And then like Romo's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's a touchdown. They're going to look this over. And then like within a drop of a hat, he's like, game over. Chiefs win. See you right there. Holy cow.
Dude.
Bring on Cincinnati.
Shut up. Then
what you realize is that Tyreek Hill only played one more game at Arrowhead as a Chief. Like, that's how quick it was gone.
It's crazy.
After that game, like, so much is unknown. What's going to happen live in that moment, obviously, because you just don't know the future. But then you go back and watch it, and you're like, oh, yeah, next week would be the last time you'd ever see Tyreek Hill in a Chiefs jersey, let alone in Arrowhead as a Chief. Charvarius Ward is on that team.
Yep.
Balling out in the second half against Stephon Diggs, who was like, again, they go back to that, and you're like, oh, wow. L'Jarius Sneed's out there. Didn't even know who he, I mean, knew who he was, but wasn't who he was.
Yeah,
he
wasn't an all-pro. Right? Yeah.
And you've got Melvin Ingram out there.
Hey.
Right, not Melvin Ingram, but.
Yeah, it would have been Melvin Ingram.
Okay, the
rusher. Yeah,
he wore number 24.
Yeah.
And I forgot how good he was. I mean, he was like Reggie White in these offensive tackles.
Heck yeah.
Getting in Allen's face. And they kept doing this, like, shaking the finger, like Kelsey was doing it. Jones was doing it. Forgot all about that stuff or didn't notice it from before. But what sucks is that game could have been worth so much more.
Oh, man. The very
and what
next
it
week.
Did to Josh Allen's career as opposed to what it did to Joe Burrow's career, crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Burrow gets catapulted into this sort of tier that he shouldn't necessarily be in, and Josh Allen gets kind of criticized for a game that was probably his best game ever.
Right. I mean, I think it was.
He was.
Gabe Davis did something that nobody else had ever done. 4 touchdowns and 200 yards in a game, a playoff game.
He got a bag that night.
Of course.
Jacksonville a couple years later, okay, we'll pay you.
Yeah, because the year after that, like, I think I took him in, like, the third round of fantasy football.
Oh, people were hot on
him. I was like,
yeah.
This is this dude. Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, 4 touchdowns, 200 yards. This is the last game we'd seen.
Yep.
This is the coming out party. Never saw him again.
Yep, narrator. He was not that dude.
Right.
Yeah.
So watch that on Sunday.
8-1-6. And Anthony Hitchenson was the MLB. There you go. He was the middle linebacker.
He was.
Hitchens was fun.
Yeah.
That's a good addition, too.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, I watched that game, like, and so many thoughts go to my head. I'm like, if the Chiefs go on to win the Super Bowl, this is, I don't know, top 2 Chiefs game of all time if you take Super Bowl wins out of it, maybe.
For sure.
Right?
Top
I mean,
one,
just
maybe.
The way that it went, because the announcers are, you know, you know, going back, like when Allen throws a touchdown to Gabe Davis when I forget who it is falls down, and Gabe Davis is wide open in the end zone.
Yeah,
Allen
completely torches him, yep.
And then the next drive, they come back, and they kind of fiddle around, and then Kelce has a huge third and 10, like a third and 10 play, goes up, jumps, catches it, falls down on the first down marker. And then obviously Tyreek Hill goes over the middle, and the throw that Mahomes hits Tyreek Hill on doesn't get talked about, because Tyreek Hill is being held on the back. This is before the Chiefs got all the calls.
Yeah.
And Tyreek Hill's being held on the back and then breaks away, and Mahomes just throws this like quick little like missile, and Tyreek Hill catches it, goes to the house. And then they come back.
They come
down,
back and they
right?
score.
And then they score and they throw to Gabe Davis again, and Josh Allen throws like a little dart in between a middle where two guys got beat. And Romo did do a good job of explaining why the defenses got beat. And then 13 seconds left. Here we go. And you can hear, and I turned it up and I listened, and you can hear live like the do it, cows, do it, do it. Oh, and you can hear that because I remember the story came out like a year later, yeah. Or maybe it's like not that long later, but he's like talking about, he's like, yeah, I saw if they call timeout and they come out in that same formation, I'm going to do that same thing. Just look for me. And you can hear him when they get to the line of scrimmage, you can hear Mahomes being like, do it, cows, do it, do it, do it. And then he snaps the ball, one move to the left, over the middle, catch, 35 yards, Butker comes in, blasted through the field goal. It's crazy to watch that. I mean,
insane.
I didn't know that was going to be on. I didn't even know that Jake Paul fought this weekend. Did you?
No. I didn't know about that till the next morning.
That guy's comments burned out a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's done.
Right? He's not losing. He's not fighting anybody worth a darn.
I watched the Ali thing. That's all I've watched him, honestly. And it was because of Ali.
Right. Yeah, you could hear it when the game was
Tyson,
up. Yeah,
Ali.
I wasn't listening to the game like that. I know it was there the whole time. That's what I'm saying. Going back and watching it, I finally got to hear the do it Kelce thing. But like in the moment, I wasn't like, did you guys hear that?
He said do it.
Cool.
No, you add all the context the NFL Films provides. Yeah. That, hey, if they do that same thing again, I'm going to be right there. Do it. I mean,
and then
no, it's goosebumps.
That. And yeah. Then I guess Squid Game final season's out. Didn't know that was on.
Jeez, man. What a fall. That show was so hot 2 or 3 years ago when it came out.
It was great.
I was all in. I loved the first season. Second season was eh.
And then the last season ended. Everyone was like, 6 episodes and this is it? It's like they rushed it, ended it quick. And then I guess the final season came out this weekend and nobody watched it, or everybody watched it and hated it?
Yeah, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Okay, are you going to?
Maybe today.
Yeah.
Maybe start watching it today. Because Royals play at what, 8:30? 8 o'clock? 8:40?
Jeez.
Why? They're on the road. They'll be great.
No, they'll be great. It's just late starts.
They'll go win 3 out of 4 against Seattle.
Please.
They'll win 2 out of 3 against Arizona. They'll come back and play Pittsburgh and lose all 3. Right?
Hope not.
And then we got the text line. So are y'all done glazing the hell out of Jack yet? The answer to that question, Mr. 816, is no. And we will talk about Jack Caglione because I have a situation I think would work better than you might think. This is Dusty Likens with Mac Morey. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Monday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Dusty Like is with you. Bob out for the week. We're here till Wednesday, and then it is 4th of July weekend for us.
Woo.
Fireworks, pools, barbecue, suds, buds, all the above, right? Should be a fun week. Glad to have you along with us here on 96.5 The Fan. So, I don't know how you're watching the Royals. Whether it's on the background, you know, there's not a whole lot going on, right? Not anything that's got your attention outside of you're waiting till July 22nd until they start training camp in St. Joe for the Chiefs.
That's right.
But, you look at this season so far and you've watched the series this weekend. L.A. comes to town Friday night. Shohei Ohtani leads the game off with a bomb. Cool. Solo shot. No big deal. Bobby Witt Jr. later on in the game hits a home run as well. Bases loaded. Bottom of the ninth. One out. Caglione's up. Yep. Double play. Right?
I mean, the one thing that you can't have happen in that moment, man.
And I think that's you know, one of those things where you kind of have to, you can be disappointed. I think that's definitely one of those things. Like, we talk about it all the time. We used to hate when our fathers would say, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, right? That's one of those situations. That's unfortunately a, not a high leverage game, but a very high watched game. You're playing the Dodgers. You, all of a sudden it's, you know, here we are, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. Everybody kind of did their job. Here's the rookie in a situation that could be big, and it's a failed situation. It is what it is. I'm biggest CAG supporter out here east of L.A., and I'll tell you, it was disappointment. We were watching the game, buddy's driveway, got it on. Here we go. The crowd's amped. All the people in the driveway are amped. CAGs is up. First pitch. And I think the obvious take there is that when you see that happen, you've got to tell yourself, CAGs, come on, man, like, see a few. And I know the hindsight of it is, it's terrible, I'm angry, he should be sitting down, he's not at the plate, he's not doing right, he's two for his last 20. You know, he's only got the two home runs in the one game in Texas. I think the kid's lost, you need to send him down. I don't believe that. I don't believe you send Caglione down. In fact, I think you move him up. Hear me out. The guy right now is getting the reality that this is the pros. And he's hitting sixth and seventh in this lineup. What is the one thing that we have ridden coattails of this entire year with the Royals? They have a lackluster of an offense. They have one guy in their lineup that consistently hit in Michael Garcia. Bobby Witt Jr. is on fire right now. He's back in that groove of BWJ, right? Like, he's back to being Bobby Witt Jr.
It's a really good series.
Right. And played well in Texas. Maybe took a step back when they got swept by Tampa.
Yeah.
But still did well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then had this series against the Dodgers where he was really, really good.
He gets held to a standard, too, that I wouldn't say is unfair, but it's an elite standard.
It's merited.
Yes, it is.
If you are the best baseball player on the planet, as Vern and I have said, you're going to have that. Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Last year, Kirk Cousins, you know, Bo Nix, guys like that would love to have that year. That was a down year for Patrick Mahomes. Whether you want to believe it or not, that ain't a year that Mahomes should be having at the age of 29. And I think when you look at this situation with Caglione, when he is stranded in the seventh hole and there's nobody around him, they're not going to throw to him. And you could sit here and say, Dusty, they could throw him a fastball in the middle, he wouldn't hit it. I would love to see that. But we look at his numbers, he's hitting .165. That ain't great. I'm not here to say that it's awesome he gets to get the pass rate to .165. No, he's lost because he's not getting anything to hit because there's no protection around him. Well, Dusty, he hasn't earned the right for the protection. You don't earn that right. Yeah, I get it. You want to see somebody hit third. You want to see Bobby move down. But why not hit Cags third, Michael fourth, or Vinny fourth? Let Michael Garcia lead off. And then you have a little bit of confusion at the top of your lineup. You have Michael Garcia, who's been great all year, who seems to be hitting no matter where they plug him into the lineup. You leave Bobby Witt Jr. at second. You put Caglione at third. You put Vinny at fourth. Maybe Sal at fifth or Indy at fifth. And then you hit Sal at sixth. Right? Like, then you get confidence and say, hey, you're hitting .165. Your slash line's .211, .271, .482. Woof. You've had 85 at-bats. You played in 23 games. You have two home runs, four RBIs, and you have 20 strikeouts. We're going to move you up. I'm sorry, what? Your ratings are dog crap. We're going to put you in the mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. We're going to give you that boost to say that we believe in you still, and we're going to give you that. So I think that there is more to gain by moving him up in the order than to send him back down to AAA where he played in 12 games at 6 home runs, 10 RBIs, struck out 9 times, and hit .319. He's not going to learn anything down there.
Yeah.
And I get it. He's chase rate. He's swinging. He's missing. I think there's more of an advantage to move him up than there is to send him down. I just think there is. I don't think sending him down does anything. Now, if you move him up and it continues, then you're stuck with no other option. It was rushed. It wasn't his time. We're going to send him down, let him work with Jersh, let him get back with Rusty, kind of get his head cleared, get him some confidence. Then we'll move him up. But I don't think the move is to send him to Omaha. I think the move is to send him to third. As in third in the
third
order.
Third in the, yeah. the conversation's twofold because it's, okay, Sincag's down. What are you replacing him with? And if the answer is nothing that's surefire better than what the Royals have now in their lineup, which it probably isn't, then I think the answer should continue to say no because, okay, what are you doing? Fine, you're not making the lineup here on the major league team better, and you're not really getting Caglione that work to improve because we saw him at AAA. The guy can rake at AAA. The talent level isn't going to what he's going to improve at. The talent level here is where it needs to be for him to actually make strides, and it's not the skill level that's lacking for Jack Caglione right now. It is the mental game. He's going to improve the mental acuity here at the major leagues, and it's not going to be from going back to AAAs. Now, unless you told me, hey, listen, Caglione moves back down to AAAs, continues to rake, maybe get some more confidence, and here in the major league lineup, there's something, hey, really productive that's going to happen. We're going to replace him. We're going to move this guy back up or whatever may happen. MJ's ready. You know, there's just not an answer to me to replace Caglione with. If you had someone, it's like the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau. Do you have who you're hiring?
Right.
Then no. The answer should be no. So I don't know what the replacement is for Cags, and the answer probably isn't anything better.
And I think that you hit on something when you said that, you know, Bobby's held to a standard. I'm at fault for this a little bit, that maybe Cags is held to a standard.
100%.
Right? And the buzz that was there, the social medias that we went, how Alex and I went to Springfield, we went to Omaha, we went to St. Louis, drove through a damn tornado, and, you know, really juiced this kid up, or as the text I said, glazed him up, which is fine. He's going to be a superstar. It's just there. You just see it. It's not like, I just don't think it's going to fail. But again, the text line says something as well. He's never hit this low in a lineup. Mm. And again, there's nothing after the fourth spot in that lineup right now. Outside of Garcia, Vinny, Bobby, Sal's a 50-50. And then it's like, well, we don't have to throw to Cags. We know that he's pressing. We'll just keep throwing elevated fastballs. Oh, and if he runs into one, it's one run. We'll still outscore them. It doesn't matter. And then when you put him down there, how many times have we seen it? He leads off an inning. Or, you know, the situation isn't favorable for him because there's nobody to protect him.
No, he and comes I on think, with two outs, no right. one on. It's like, all right.
And I think that if you say that you want to see him go down, then I don't think that you understand the way that this move works. Because it's, for instance, you play three games of Madden on all Madden after you've crushed all pro. And you're like, oh, well, this isn't funny anymore. I'm going to go back down and I'm just going to have fun. Fun doesn't advance your skill set. Fun purgatories you. It puts you in purgatory. It just keeps you in that spot of, oh, yeah, this is great, but it's like you should be playing a higher up level. It's like kids in youth sports. Hey, I think I'm going to take my kid to a competitive level because here, yeah, it's fun when you're absolutely beating the, you know, what out of another team. But like, at what point is it like, yeah, but they should be playing up? And it's like, okay, we're going to take it up there. And there's going to be struggles. There's going to be leaps and bounds that you're going to have to get through to get to that point. But it starts with confidence, and I think it also starts with protection. And I think that if you put Caglione in that sort of spot where you have Bobby hitting six, Caglione hitting third, which means he's never going to lead off an inning, at least to start the game. He's not going to lead off.
Yes, exactly.
He led off in St. Louis his first two at-bats of his career. And if he hits third, it's like, okay, well, who hits behind him? Vinny. Okay, Bobby's on second. Garcia's on third. Do we walk Cags to get to Vinny? That guy's an RBI machine. Or do we pitch to Cags and try to get him out and give him something to hit to see if he'll hit it on the ground? And then all of a sudden, those hard-hit balls that go to first base, second base, or they line out to right field are now starting to find the gaps. And then
left.
That confidence comes out.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, okay, we have a good, you know, nut and bolt type of order at the top of our lineup, 1-5. And now Salvador Perez doesn't have to be your fourth hitter or your fifth hitter. He can be your sixth hitter. India doesn't have to lead off. India can hit fifth and reset the table. Now, that all has to happen. Everybody's got to hit, and we haven't seen that yet over halfway through the season because in the month of June, they went 8-17. They got one game tonight in Seattle. They didn't win a series at home, and they were outscored by 27 runs. So it was a tough June.
It was a tough June for sure. Yeah. We got this text. The one thing you could do is reset him with his confidence. It could also do the opposite of that, right? Oh, I got sent up to the majors, didn't do well, they sent me back down.
And then there's the legitimate excuse, because right now you're like, yeah, we're going to send you down, it's just not working out. What, an 85 at-bats?
That's the same.
Sample size of 23 games? That's it?
Can we double that? Let's double that sample size.
But we're going to bring him up after 12 games and 47 at-bats in AAA?
Exactly.
We're going to bring him up after 38 games and 152 bats in AA? But 23 games, 85 at-bats in the big leagues. Ah,
you're out.
Cooked, washed. No. If you move up to third and it doesn't work, then you have the discussion.
You can start to have the talk. I still am probably, you know, get there when we get there. I'd still probably lean keep him up. When you sent him up, when you made that decision and you wanted reinforcements and you chose internally with the high value prospect and Jack Haglione, you made your bet to have that be the season.
Right.
He needs to find his way.
Somebody in the text line says, can you guys get someone to relay that to Q? We'll talk to him on Wednesday.
We will.
9 o'clock. We'll talk to Vern today at 8:20, but right now we get into an overreaction on a Monday. Mac, take it away.
Overreaction on a Monday. You know when you have a take, Dusty, and maybe you're a little early on it. You know it's a take that's not necessarily hot, but it's a take that not everyone has yet, but then people start to kind of cling on to it. It becomes more popular. Sometimes it gives you confidence. Like, man, I had this take. Few weeks later, everyone's kind of seen what I was seeing.
Jaden Hicks is going to be a stud.
Exactly. Now everyone's Jaden Hicks, right? It's like, okay, cool. Sweet. Dusty and I were on Jaden Hicks. Everyone likes Jaden Hicks.
The Lumineers are going to be good. Hey Ho's not going to be their only song. Yes. You'll see.
And you feel great. And then sometimes it goes the other way.
Right.
Everyone starts clinging on to your take and you're like, wait.
Like Cags.
This is getting me second guessing. Everyone likes Caglione this much? Okay, I thought I kind of had something special here.
Right.
And that's maybe how I'm starting to feel with the Broncos being the number one defense in the league. It feels like every time I go on Twitter now, I'm on NFL, ESPN, whatever I'm doing, just searching sports stories. Broncos, best defense. Look at these 11 guys. Look at the free agency they had. Look at the offseason. I'm like, I was saying this a month ago, and I like that people are agreeing with me, and I knew it was going to be a semi-common take. This is a great defense. It was last year. They improved. But now I'm like, okay, it seems too cemented to everyone that they're going to be the best unit in football on defense, and it is giving me a little bit of a little bit of sketchiness, a little bit of squirminess on that take.
What's up, brother?
Defense wins championships, brother. Yeah, I don't know. We'll just see. We'll see what happens. But people are catching up to this Broncos take. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel like I might be a little bit wrong, which is weird. That's weird how sports work. They don't have logic, but...
Also, now that everybody is on that side, you're now going to...
Exactly. I can't flip.
You're going to shift?
No, I'm not going to shift. But it is making me think, okay...
What do they call that in gambling? Fading?
Yeah,
now you're going to fade the Broncos?
Fade the public, yes.
Well, you know, I love it because now it's like pressure's on for you.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone right? Knows. Yep.
Oh, you were a playoff team last year. Can you go further? Bo Nix, you had a good rookie year. Can you do it better your sophomore year? Oh, now you've got a great defense too. See what happens if they give 28 points in week one. Everybody's like, well, maybe we're a little early on this defense.
You're the Houston Texans of this season. And the Houston Texans last year, they know they won the division. They did win a playoff game. But overall, I'd say they were a letdown.
Does Washington have the most pressure out of anybody that was like the surprise team last year?
Yeah, I would say Washington, and I'd say Denver. Those are the top two in each conference. And Washington, I mean, they had 22 players last year that were under one-year deals. Most of those guys aren't back. This is a brand new team for Washington.
And then, are they the ones that went out and got Laremy Tunsil?
Or expiring contracts, I should say. Yes.
Yeah, so he's
left tackle. So they get Tunsil, yes. So they got a left tackle. Speaking of the Texans.
Yeah, but tapes out on Mr. Daniels and the Redskins.
Exactly.
Or the Commanders.
Yep.
Because what? Scary Terry's holding out, but they got Debo.
They got Debo. Yeah, hopefully Terry, that's figured out.
B-Rob Jr. is still a beast.
Yep. Still have Zach Ertz, and they've got a rookie tight end who was the rookie last year. Should be good. Ben Sinnott. Fantasy football people excited about Ben Sinnott. So we'll see about that. But tapes out. A lot of pressure on him, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Broncos right there. I'm trying to think of the other top pressure teams. Lions.
You gotta have, like, I think Buffalo and Baltimore and Cincy should be all in there.
Yeah. Cincinnati for sure, especially if you're just talking first half of the season,
Since Joe Burrow's gonna throw for 5,100 yards. We'll get to that a little bit later. You gonna make that bet? He wins MVP?
No.
Lamar's got it, Pat's got it, Allen got his last year. Is it time?
Kind of does feel like we're just doing this turns taking thing with the MVP.
Is it time?
I mean,
is it time for Joey B to get the pre-bet?
If he has 80% of the numbers that he had last year and just two more wins,
right,
it's an MVP, man.
Because you know Drew Nixon's already got that bet locked in.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Should.
Defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year, and MVP.
MVP.
All coming out of Cincinnati.
Yep.
I'm glad, though, you mentioned Burrow and Jackson and all those guys, because my overreaction today, maybe it's not an overreaction, but baseball needs to take a very good long look at how football does its matchups this year. Because what sells in football? Allen versus Mahomes.
Quarterbacks.
Lamar Jackson versus Jalen Hurts. right? Quarterbacks are what sell the game. They control the game. They touch the ball on every play.
Mm-hmm.
What they do dictates. What do pitchers do in baseball? They touch the ball every single play. They dictate how that game goes. And right now, there is a good amount of solid starting pitching in baseball, and the results of their star power is showing by attendance. We talked last week on Wednesday. Mizorowski and Skeen sold out Milwaukee's game on a Wednesday afternoon in the middle of summer.
Crazy.
Last night on ESPN was Tarik Skubal versus the Minnesota Twins for Sunday Night Baseball. Sunday night, weekend before the 4th of July, and they sold the entire place out. Detroit did. And at the time, I believe Tarik Skubal was 19-2 at home as a starter, now 20-2. And that man shoved, and that reason for that sellout was in no doubt in my mind. Yes, Detroit is a 50-win team and maybe the best team in baseball outside of the Dodgers. Best team in the AL for sure. But that place was sold out and rocking because they wanted to see if Skubal could do it. And by God, did he. He retired eight of the first nine batters via the strikeout. And on the last batter of the game, for the 13th strikeout of the game, he hosed a guy down with skin-tight pants, with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, with a sideways, cocky little hat, and owned it and lived it and applauded to the crowd. Standing ovation. Pitching is going to make baseball great. It's going to, and it always has. And when you have guys like Skeens and Burns, Chase Burns is pitching today against Dylan Crochet. That is an electric matchup tonight. You better believe your boy's taking over 5.5 Ks for both. And the under. Chase Burns, Dylan Crochet, that's today. You've got guys like Skeens, like Mizorowski, like Spencer Strider. All these guys that are very, very, very entertaining to watch. All pitchers. Yes, Bobby Witt Jr. is out there every day. Aaron Judge is out there every day. Ellie De La Cruz is out there every day. Guess what? So is Justin Jefferson. So is Jamar Chase. So is Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs. But guess what? We're watching because of the way of the quarterback. That's why we watch. And when you go back to that Chiefs game that was 54-51, yeah, Brandon Cooks, 8. Tyreek Hill, 8. But you know what? It was Goff versus Mahomes. And we watched because those two battled because they controlled the narrative of the game, just like in pitching. And pitching is showing that it has a renaissance as well within a renaissance of baseball, along with young superstars. But the weight of the ship has been carried by this pitching, and it's selling places out in baseball. Baseball is up. Pitching is up. And when you watch Tarik Skubal and he's in that mode, dude, it's nasty. Like, watching that last night, it was just, that's another one. That's another one. That is like DJ Khaled doing the announcing. Another one. All night long. And then his last batter, 100 miles an hour on the black. Goodbye.
Do you think it's going to be dependent more for baseball on performances, though? Because in football, for instance, example, you go back to that AFC Championship game 3 or 4 years ago now, Bengals, right? Chiefs lose. We talk about that game forever. And you talk about that game, and it's like Burrow versus Mahomes. Burrow didn't throw a touchdown pass in the fourth quarter or overtime. Didn't have a great game. That was Mahomes' worst second half possibly of his career.
Yeah.
Kind of both get forgotten. We just talk about Burrow, Mahomes, the legendary matchup. What a game. The game wasn't like that at all. It was really defensive-minded. It was strategic. It was coaching. But the quarterbacks are still what sells that game 4 years later. Can that hold true with baseball? Or do the performances have to live up to? Does Skubal actually have to throw 8 Ks?
I don't know.
Because that matters.
I mean, they've got a solid lineup. I mean, Torkelson and Riley Green, not the country singer that's got every single female wanting to watch, you know, his videos. You seen that man, by the way, Riley?
I have not.
You haven't seen who Riley Green looks like? Not the Tigers player, the country singer. Like, you know all those romantic novels that
I have seen this guy.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's got it all.
Oh, are you the Duck Man? Does duck calls on stage? He came out for a Luke Combs concert at Arrowhead, and I was like, who the hell is this guy? I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass. Don't forget, Vern comes up at 8:20. We'll talk to him, but on the other side, we talk about Riley Green, right? Talk about another guy that some guys get all the luck. And I'm not talking about Rod Stewart. I'm talking about a former football player. We'll talk about it next year on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit
fart thing? Come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
96.5 The Fan, rolling along here on a Monday. Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. No Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and myself, Mac Morey. Double dipping, producing, co-hosting with you. Having a good Monday morning.
No doubt about it. A little gloomy.
A little gloomy. It's okay. A lot of rain this weekend. Still found time for the pool.
Lady in red on the weather today. Miss Ritter rocking the red dress on a Monday.
Nice.
Praise be to her. Praise be, Carly Ritter.
Praise be to Sydney Sweeney as well.
Is she in the top three hall passes?
I think so.
Top two?
I know so. Yeah, I'm acting all coy, humble. Yeah, no, for sure. Hannah knows. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I mean, she has Harry Styles. You have Sydney Sweeney.
Exactly. No, exactly. It's even. It's all good.
Yeah,
Hannah tries to be like, well, she's blonde and I'm not blonde. I'm like, I'm not Harry Styles, so who cares? Yeah. This is hall pass.
Yeah, you're Joe Randa.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, if you didn't see on Twitter this weekend, the headlines kind of started to soar. Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney, apparently they were at a wedding together, or a party. Bezos' wedding, yeah. Yes. And so they were seen mingling, dancing, hanging out, and apparently that's now a thing. So this guy just gets everything, I guess. He gets everything.
Yeah, because when he first got divorced, he was seen chatting with Kim Kardashian, right?
I think that was it.
They had a hot night, they said.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They were
Kimmy
after Kay
Park. And
yeah,
Tommy yeah. B. TB12 nice. And, yeah, whatever her thing would be. And then you get this sort of information this weekend that, like, Tom Brady was seen chatting it up with Sydney Sweeney. Now, again, we are in a world of clickbait central.
Of course, right?
Like, oh, I got to see this. You read the entire article that tells you what the wedding was, who was all there. And then, like, the very end article is like, and at the bar for about 20 minutes, Tom and Sydney Sweeney were talking. But then you have to be like myself. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what on earth could they be talking about? Because I don't know where she's from. So I'd have to look that up.
I don't know much about her personal life.
Maybe she's from Massachusetts and she's a huge Patriots fan. I don't know. I think she's also, what, mid-20s?
Yeah, she's probably my age.
So like 26, 27, 28?
Late 20s, maybe.
And it makes you think like, well, she probably wasn't watching like, you know, Tom Brady, you know, play all the time or she's not.
She's like, how was, you know, 07, you and Randy Moss, 35 points a game. How was, she's not doing that.
So she's 27.
Okay.
Right?
Just my age range?
Just an absolute smoke show.
Oh, just, yeah.
And she's from Washington. So Spokane, Washington is where she's from. Got a great signature. But I don't think she's like a huge Brady fan. And here's Tom, you know, cause he can literally walk in and you don't have to have him go up to her and be like, do you know who I am? He goes there and gets a drink, slides in. It's like, hey, how are you? I like your work. And she turns around, she's like, oh my God, this is Tom
Brady. Just gets to start right there. He doesn't have to do any of the first stuff, break the ice, how are you, do a joke. Oh, you're so right. He just gets an old-fashioned. He just slides on over looking cool, calm. Hey, wow, loved, you know.
What drink do you order? Oh, I got a Tom Brady. What's a Tom Brady? Well, you might call it an old-fashioned. Yes.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, they change it from the Tom Collins to a Tom Brady because I'm that damn good.
I know that I'm hard.
For sure. And I'm pretty sure, you know, that because I remember when Catching Kelsey was on. For some reason, I watched like the first episode.
That was pretty cringe.
It was so totally cringe.
So cringe.
And he's just like, yeah, when I meet a girl at the bar, his son, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, yeah, you can do that because of what
buddy.
You have.
Yeah.
6'7" piercing eyes, blessed with looks.
Yeah, the beard.
Like, if I do that, they're going to be like, please get away. Like, aren't you out past your bedtime? And here we are at the Bezos wedding in TB12. Because I'm trying to think about how the interaction started. Because I don't think she came up to him. One, that's normally not how these things work.
No.
Also, Tom Brady's what, 50?
Now he retired. Yeah, he's got to be. I mean, yeah, he's got to be.
Because he played
till
he was 45.
Yeah, it's been.
He's been retired for 3 or 4 years. So he's like 48.
48, 49.
So, sup, Tom Brady? How are you? Just want to say I thought you were really great on Saturday Night Live, especially the very end when you jumped. And I think it's just kind of It's just such a weird thing because you're, you know, this is what it is. Quarterbacks, good looking, successful, Tom Brady, Sidney Sweeney, Bezos' wedding. And Bezos' wedding was paid for by everybody in the world that buys Amazon.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Jeff. Hope it was nice.
Like, I feel like his cake would have been awesome if it was like an Amazon truck inside of an Amazon box.
Cakeception.
Or like an Amazon drone dropped the cake down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. To be honest, man, my reaction when I saw this headline was just like, damn it. Come on, dude. Are you serious? This guy?
So how the hell are they going to Bezos' wedding? Like, is that just when you're that damn rich and popular, you can just put, like, any name and be like, I bet any name will come.
Yeah, put any A-list name on here.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, all right, sweet.
Like, I'm going to put Tom Brady. I'm going to seat him with Sidney Sweeney. And let's watch the world explode. And then Saturday morning, it's, oh, Tom Brady was seen chatted up with Sidney Sweeney. So, it's, it's crazy.
So who's luckier than is it Kelsey or is it Brady? Because let's say Brady gets Sidney Sweeney and they start dating. Sidney Sweeney's awesome, right?
She obviously doesn't have the net worth that T Swift has.
No. And
Kelsey's younger.
And from what we've seen of Swift these past couple years, it seems like Swift's just like down to earth, super genuine, really cool person. Sidney Sweeney seems like she's got some of that. We've seen a little bit less of her in that way, so I don't know as much of her personality. She's obviously gorgeous. She's pretty good actress. She's been some good stuff. But so far, it's I don't know. T-Swift might have that personality.
No, she seems like, I mean, I think both of them are like in that field of like, you would definitely have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like T-Swift's going to go out, cocktail it up all night, have fun.
Dance.
Little PDA. Nothing wrong with that. You know, hey, I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. Grab you by the face, give you a nice little, you know, soft one, and then there you go.
Absolutely.
And I think Sidney Sweeney's the same way.
Are you that guy? PDA guy?
No. I don't have an opportunity.
are you PDA guy?
I mean, I try not to be, right? I don't want to be, you know, over in the corner like, yeah. You know, I don't want to be no PDA here. I don't know.
Your boy can be PDA sometimes.
Sometimes. But you're still young, though. Like,
that's true. Yeah.
I'm older and grouchier to where I'm just like, sweet. No, like maybe if you like, so like, in the past, in relationships, I've done like shots, and then like kissed afterwards.
Yes,
like, that was good. Tequila. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, good old pecker on the cheek. That's not how it's supposed to come out. Men's wieners, but I mean, like, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with like a little bit of here and there, like, you know, a little ass swat, you know, as you walk away, like that's PDA, right?
Yeah, there was some video that came out of some athlete doing that with his girlfriend, like grabbed her low on the waist, was like, is this okay? And so I was like, this is his
probably Stefan Diggs
wife or something. they like PDA for sure.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't have to be with your significant other even, I don't think.
Nope, PDAs. but no, to answer the question, luckier, Travis Kelce or Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Luckier, I don't know if that's the right word. Who would I rather
you're
more
right.
envious of?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I mean, what, Brady got 350 from Fox? Yeah, plus all the endorsements he made in his career. And plus he still looks great.
And he's the GOAT.
Travis did get $100 million for Amazon, split it 50-50 with Jason. So you got, I think, $50 million there. Plus he's got a great career coming up afterwards. He's younger. He's got Taylor Swift. More envious, Travis.
Yeah.
But it's not by a huge margin.
I think so, too.
I think I'm. It's pretty close.
It is really close.
But it's crazy how we used to all hate Tom Brady. Now we're just like, this guy.
I know. I still am frustrated when I see these headlines, but yeah, it's in a different way. It's like, this guy just gets it.
All of it.
All of it.
The announcing job. Like, you think Greg Olson's upset? He's like, hey, you got Sidney Sweeney? But yeah, I think I'd go with Travis.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because he's what, 33? 35?
Yeah, he's 35. Yeah, he's 35 or 36.
So he's mid-30s.
Yeah.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Got the superstar.
36.
Got the life.
Yep.
Got the money. Got the career. Got the status. And he's got more coming. Plus, he's doing a podcast.
Yeah, with his brother, who's awesome.
And he doesn't have to travel everywhere. Gosh. Next year, he can just do his podcast from his place.
And he's about to win 3 Super Bowls in 4 years.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hey, guys.
Yeah. Pro Football Network's top 10 offenses. Chiefs are not on it. We explain why and what the hate that continues to grow in this offseason, because you might see a change when it comes to this Chiefs offense for the first time since 2018. It's Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. We'll be right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.